I'm curious, how many people here in the audience today saw the movie Seabiscuit? Applause would be better for the radio. Now, there was a great Hollywood story about horse racing. Well, our next guest has made what I think you might call an anti-Hollywood story about horse racing. She is the award-winning documentary producer and writer Kate Davis, famous for her documentary Southern Comfort before this. Her new film is called Jockey, and I'd like to set it up by giving you a few facts. In America, horse racing brings in $17 billion a year, second only to football. Top jockeys earn millions, competing in one of the most dangerous sports in the world. To compete, jockeys have to meet weight limits set by the racetracks. Those limits start at 112 pounds, and jockeys who weigh more risk being fired. Consequently, jockeys will do almost anything to make weight. What follows is the story of three Kentucky riders and what it cost them to take a shot at the winner's circle. And we're going to start with an excerpt from the documentary, Jockey.
That 2 minutes, weighing 112 pounds and guiding these 1,000-pound animals around there in a pack of 5, 6, 7, 8 to 10 of them is quite a thrill. Becoming not two, but one, you and the horse becoming one. It's an unbelievable feeling crossing that finish line in front and having that moment. For that race, you're the winner.
Skipway might pull it off. Here comes Skipway. Here's the finish.
Here now to talk with Kate Davis is Anne Strangechamps.
Kate, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
That's such a great movie.
Thanks.
That clip we just saw expresses something of the dream of horse racing, you know, the excitement and the adrenaline and the rush. Your film is actually about the reality of horse racing. How would you describe it?
Well, I think that it seemed to me that despite what these jockeys go through, which is really what the film centers on, they are driven also by passion. So the clip we just saw, I think, underscored that. They are seemingly addicted to riding. They've been doing it since they were seven, eight years old. Many of them have quit school, have very little education. It's their life. They're called trackers, race trackers, and it's really all they know. And they love the adrenaline of crossing the wire, and there's the thrills and chills of it all. However, I began this film, Jockey, with a sense that there was a hidden underbelly to the whole racing industry and set out to tell a more, let's say, updated version of what you might pick up from Seabiscuit about the jockey's life today.
And part of that is about what the jockeys go through just in order to be allowed to race and to get on the horse. And a big part of it for the jockeys is weight, this 112-pound limit. Now, for somebody who doesn't know that much about horse racing, it's kind of mystifying, because why? I mean, they're riding 1,000-pound, 1,200-pound horses. What difference could a few pounds make on the horse's back?
And that's the argument that the jockeys, main characters in the film make. However, they're up against a antiquated system, a weight system that has been around since the 1800s and hardly changed. And it's very hard for me to say. I'm not an expert. However, I did try to dig into why the weights haven't been changed. And I think 'twas ever thus. It's tradition. The people who own these million-dollar horses, multi-million-dollar animals, are hesitant to have the rules change because I suppose theoretically a horse might go around a track a fraction of a second.
A hair's breadth slower. But, you know, they're measuring them by noses, so.
You know, but the exercise riders in the morning who exercise all of these horses weigh often 170 pounds, you know. Furthermore, since these weights were set some 150 years ago, men are growing bigger. Our diet has changed, and so they are at a starvation level. And during the filming, little did we know, one of our main characters, Randy Romero, actually has major health problems.
The clip we're going to show shows Randy while you were filming when he wound up in the hospital after years of abuse of his body.
This former jockey is trying not to give his life for horse racing. Randy Romero was a thoroughbred jockey for a quarter century, one of just 34 riders to win over 4,000 races, including the 1995 Bluegrass Stakes. Retired after his horses won over $75 million. But the physical punishment of staying 20 pounds below his normal weight and of 23 racing-related surgeries now have the 45-year-old needing a kidney transplant. This could cost at least $100,000 and as much as 200 grand. Donations are already coming in from horse owners and tracks like Churchill Downs. They're also trying to help. From the newsroom, I'm Fred Calgill, WLKY, News Channel 32, Sports.
One of the other really chilling moments in the film is one of the other jockeys you profiled, Shane Sellers, takes you through the locker room that the jockeys use and into the bathrooms, and he shows you the stalls, and there's a special stall that, and a special toilet that the jockeys use for heaving, which is very clearly not made for what toilets are usually made for. And that's the moment when it really hits you that this is completely institutionalized. It's not just something a few jockeys happen to do. It's the owners, the tracks, all participating.
Right. I think it's part of a system that getting that shot was very important to me because I didn't want people to go away feeling like, well, it's the jockey's choice and they can quit if they want. I mean, this stringent dieting is promoted somewhat by the whole industry. And I talked to a jockey. We showed this film a couple of weeks ago in Florida, and a retired jockey got out of the audience and came up and said that his dieting was as extreme as Randy's, if not worse. And he said in the old days, before there were hot boxes, they used to sit in piles of manure up to their necks and just sweat for hours and hours and hours. So people will do everything. They're jockeys with stomach cancer. There's all kinds of stories. Chris, the youngest jockey in the film, just last week ended up in intensive care with diabetes based on his diet. So it was time to me to, you know, it seemed time to let people look more straightforwardly at what's going on in an industry that's been hiding, I think, a lot of secrets.
I read in an interview you had done once, you remembered a remark that somebody else had made to you. I think they joked that what you make is not cinema verite, it's cinema sympathy. And did that remark rankle, or would you agree?
No, I do agree. I do. I think that a film, or at least the films that I've worked on, have served often times to help the people in the film feel like they've gotten their message across, that their life added up and their frustrations or the problems they are dealing with have amounted to something more by telling the world and by sharing it with the world.
Kate Davis is the director of the documentary film called Jockey. Jockey premieres on HBO Monday night, April 26th. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.